Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours? Well, you missed a lot of good stuff. All available on podcastarena.com. It was a fun first couple hours. We had Quentin Demps, as you heard us discussing. We had Brad Powers talking a little college football. AJ was nerding out on that one a little bit. It was fun to listen to. Go to podcastarena.com. We welcome in our Sports Map 94.1 listeners. Welcome, guys.
Hi, Map.
Sorry that you missed the first 2 hours.
It sucks for you.
But I did save a giveaway just for the Sports Map.
That's nice of you.
Because we love all our listeners. All millions of them.
Millions.
Exactly. All right. I don't even know where to go. Whenever we get on one of these bad pun things, it's like, I don't know what to do after that. That was what the last segment turned into.
Bad puns. Yeah.
So, there's, and I think we left a few on the floor there. I think it's probably better that we leave them on the floor. I think we should move on. Did you see, I had a couple other potential gems that I wanted to share. Here's your headline. Couple adopts pet pig from animal shelter only to kill her and eat her.
A pig?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. That's what pigs are for.
Staff at an animal shelter in Canada are stunned after a local family adopted a pot-bellied pig as a pet and slaughtered and ate her weeks later.
I mean, pigs aren't really pets.
Well, yeah. I guess pot-bellied pigs people use as pets.
Do they?
I don't. I mean, I prefer bacon to a pet pig.
Yeah.
Obviously, these people...
pigs are too delicious to be pets.
First reaction, I'd say, was shock, heartbreak, said the British Columbia Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals employee Leon Davis. You know, all the animals, that came to our care or branches we get attached to. Oh, geez. Davis had helped Molly, a Vietnamese pot-bellied pig, back to health after she and dozens of other pigs ended up in the care of the organization after a cruelty investigation and subsequent rescue operation. Shelter workers believed they were sending Molly to a great home. But weeks later, a local woman saw reports on social media.
A well-fed home.
Yeah. Indicating the couple had slaughtered and eaten Molly, apparently because they found keeping and training a pet pig to be more work than they could handle. And the reality is it's not illegal to kill your own animal in Canada.
Ooh.
In the United States, animal cruelty laws vary from state to state, but in many states, it's also legal for people to kill and eat their own pets, including cats and dogs. I had some cats I'd like to show the door to, but let's squeeze in a call. Big Will, you're on the Blitz, go, sir.
What's going on, fellas?
Sports.
And pigs.
Hey, I got a question. Considering what happened last night with the disrespect James Harden put on the Clippers, and the team really put on the Clippers, and then the fight that we had in the previous game, you think this is going to grow into a big-time grudge match every year?
I don't know. I mean, there's so many moving parts. I'm guessing Austin Rivers is going to be in L.A. as long as his dad is, and he seems to be at the core of it. But in all honesty, why would you be? The Clippers aren't even in the playoffs right now. I mean, that's not a team I would be worried about if I were the Rockets. Not a team I would give too much thought.
No, but I think between the going through the tunnels thing and everything else, I'm pretty sure that was part of the reason for that.
Yeah.
And hey, you know what? I like it. It's got a little WWE to it. Good for James. Steven had sent me this story. He thought it was going to be Gem of the Day. I didn't see his tweet, but this is a pretty good story, too. Woman in Miami was lying in bed, talking on the phone.
Nude?
It doesn't say. But basically, suddenly a huge life raft came crashing through her roof and covered her in dust and debris. She kept screaming, "What happened? What happened?" Well, apparently her answer came from a Canadian Air Force search and rescue helicopter. The uninflated 2-foot by 2-foot raft fell off the chopper during a training exercise in Miami, smashing through Lucy Rameau's roof and damaging much of her home. How the raft became detached from the chopper is a question they're still trying to answer. The Canadians apologized and promised to pay for all the damage. That's like your worst nightmare, right? You're sitting there in bed. You know, she's probably having a phone sex with her boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. And the next thing you know, a raft comes flying through your roof.
That's not good.
Destroys your house.
I don't like when that happens.
No, no. That's a pretty good one. So, that's like an additional.
Did she get to keep the raft?
It doesn't say. It was probably pretty damaged.
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, did you see this this story about Mike Jeffcoat?
I did not.
Former Texas Rangers pitcher Mike Jeffcoat.
Oh, I did see this, yeah.
Who has been the head coach at Texas Wesleyan since 2002. That's a good run. I mean, he's been there for 16 years.
Yeah.
He got fired because he sent an email to a player who had sort of requested some information on the school. The way it works with, like, baseball is not like football and basketball, like, and especially at, like, the NAIA level.
Right.
Your recruiting is, like, kids sending you tapes and things like that and saying, hey, I'd like to play for your program. They're almost like, receiving applications. Well, Jeffcoat said, we aren't going to take you, Gavin Bell, who's an 18-year-old student at Cherokee Trail High School in Aurora, Colorado. He said, unfortunately, we are not recruiting players from the state of Colorado. In the past, players have had trouble passing our drug tests. We have made a decision not to take a chance on student-athletes from your state. You can thank your liberal politicians. Best of luck wherever you decide to play. That is in violation of university and NAIA policy that athletic programs should not discriminate on the basis of the public policy of any state, which that's pretty much what he was doing, because you're allowed to legally smoke weed when you live in Colorado.
How many actual recruits from Colorado has he had?
That's what I'm wondering.
I mean, you can't have had many at Texas Wesleyan. You probably had one kid test positive who came back from staying home or something. And, whatever. Well, guess you're out of work now, pal.
Out of work. Because he hates the pot.
He's going to need those.
The devil's lettuce.
He's going to need those liberal politicians to help him collect unemployment.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
He's going to have Ted Cruz record a message from the bathroom for him.
Yeah. We don't want pot here.
Hi, it's me, Ted Cruz. How do I sound? Well, I want to talk about pot and how the devil's lettuce is hurting our society.
No. Not. You have to sound even more muffled.
How's this, John?
Oh, that's actually really, really good.
Does that sound about right? Vote for the people who want to take care of babies in the womb and want to keep the pot out of Texas. Like,
I forgot that girl, that lady's name. I probably shouldn't say it anyway.
No, you shouldn't do that. No. can't do that.
But I can't say Ted Cruz's name, right?
Yes, you can make fun of Ted Cruz all you want.
Okay, just him.
Yeah, that's fine.
And his bad commercial.
I don't understand. How that? Well, I'm not even going to get into it. I'm just going to get political and
about pot.
Yeah, because I don't understand why that's a liberal thing. Frankly, I mean, yeah,
yes, you do.
No, I don't. I don't. Aren't we supposed to be about personal choice? And I think the taxes from that we could use for a lot of good things, like give raises to all our first responders.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'd like to see that money go to.
Yeah.
That's all right. I mean, no, it's somehow it's evil.
Dan Patrick over here said he's going to give $10,000 raises to all the teachers. But basically to do that, they have to cut like every extracurricular program at schools now. Instead, he could just legalize pot and the taxes from that could go to schools.
Legalize pot teachers. And legalize gambling. And guess what we could do with all that tax money?
We could teach the children.
And we could, well, and we could actually pay our firemen and our policemen.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good things we could do with that.
Yeah.
But don't. I already told you, I'm not running. All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and on Sports Map 94.1. Be right back.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we're back on the Blitz. And yes, it's time for Beth. She was just telling us how excited she is to have David Gow on her show.
I know. I am. I'm so excited. He'll be on this Saturday night at 10 p.m.
What are you going to ask him about?
Apparently the Harvard Club.
The Harvard Club.
I'm not quite sure what I'm asking him about the Harvard Club. Is that going to be okay?
I'll
have to tell me. Am I stepping into a, you know, a...
No, he just, we spent some time during the Super Bowl at the Harvard Club.
Oh. The Harvard Club.
The Harvard Club. Yeah,
There are many mounted heads on the walls of animals.
Animals. Thank you. Thanks for clarifying that.
Not human heads.
Yeah, remember who you're talking to here. She's going to turn that into something dirty because that's what she does.
Come on.
I told you about the penis museum in Iceland, right?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. So, right, there could be all sorts of different kinds of things mounted.
Not everybody is. No, never mind.
Yeah. But no, I'm really excited. I want to ask David Gow about all sorts of things. But I kind of want to know what kind of feedback he's gotten from letting us have Pillow Talk on every week. I want to know what kind of feedback he's gotten from letting Love and Laughter with Beth on Saturday nights, because I'm sure he's heard some different people talking about it and stuff. I know last week at the party that there were a bunch of people that came up and talked to me that I didn't know, and they knew about the show and stuff. So kind of curious, because it does, you know, I think it takes some guts to have let me have access and to talk as openly as we do.
Are you going to ask him about his size?
I wasn't. It's not usually a question a I ask man. Men. It's funny.
He's a powerful man. I want to
know. He really is a rich.
I want to know how he's, like what he's packing.
In his wallet?
Oh, no, I know that.
Oh, okay. I know that.
I'm talking about in the other pocket.
Oh, I don't know. That's not something I would normally ask. I got to tell you. Yeah. Okay. But
I feel like you're missing out on a huge opportunity here.
You think it's huge?
Yeah. Of course. My boss.
I don't know.
Of course I think it's huge.
No, I'm excited. I want to know about how long he's been married. I want to know, you know, he's had a bunch of career changes in his life too, and it's pretty cool. He went from computer stuff to sports. And then I listened to his podcast. I mean, he knows some serious stuff about sports. I was kind of impressed. So kind of wonder if that's his passion or what it is. You think he wants to be like have his own drive time show?
No.
No?
Because he could.
He could.
He could fire me and sit here.
Yeah, he could get rid of either one. Well, I don't think he'd get rid of either one of us, but he could certainly. He you know, the guy owns a station. He can put himself wherever he wants.
Excuse me.
619 made it a long time there.
What was that for? So, well, I don't know. So I admire what he's done and stuff, and I want to find out more. And then, yeah, talk about like he's got kids and stuff. What does he teach his kids? How does he think people should learn about sex and relationships and romance? And how does he keep his marriage going if he's been married a long time, which I think he has?
He has.
So I don't know.
It's because he's got a hot wife.
She is beautiful, right?
Oh, that's how it keeps it going.
Very beautiful.
That's right.
So, and what do they do? How do they celebrate anniversaries and what kind of special things? You think he's very romantic? You think he writes love notes?
No.
No?
No.
No? What do you think he does? just buys expensive gifts?
He writes checks. Yeah.
He writes checks.
That's how he keeps my affection.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, if they've been married a long time, my guess is that they were together before he made a bunch of money.
Yeah, but he was already like an Ivy League guy. Like,
yeah,
that's the kind of gravy train you want to grab onto early, right?
I don't know. You know, I'm an Ivy League woman too.
Yeah.
But I only went to Cornell. I know. Everybody at Cornell, except
your
me, wanted to
go. Lower half
of
the Ivy League.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Exactly. I know.
Yeah, you're not welcome at the Hall.
Yeah.
Club.
Well, you go hang out at the Dartmouth Club.
Brown.
Brown's
in the upper echelon.
Yeah, Brown's hard to get into.
I think it's like Brown, Yale, Harvard, and Princeton. That's like the upper crust. And everybody else, or Columbia's maybe in that upper crust too. Everybody else is kind of chasing.
So, can I totally brag on my dad for a second?
Sure.
So my dad is very, he's an education snob. He just is. He loves the great schools. And he was convinced, he teaches at San Jacinto College and University of Houston and stuff, but he wanted his kids to go to Ivy League schools. And I swear, there are four of us. And I was Cornell, my brother was Harvard, and my brother and sister, who are twins, did Brown.
Good for them.
Isn't that amazing? And it's all because of my dad, because otherwise, none of us, I don't know. I would have gone to UT or something. I don't know. Who knows? But he really pushed, and it meant a lot to him, and it's kind of impressive. And I tell people, just, you know, go. But I'm not sure that there's any reason to be snobby about it, but it makes him really happy. So
there you go. That's what matters.
Yeah. It's like, okay. So, yeah. So my daughter went to Cornell, and now she talks about mating, dating, sex, and relationships. I mean, I think that's pretty cool, right?
That is pretty good.
So, yeah. But yeah, so
Who do you think is going to be the representative for the Ivy League in the tournament?
Yeah, I don't know. Are they going to wear tight white pants? That's really all I want. Right.
Wrong
don't do
segment.
That, AJ. I know. I'd made the mistake of telling the guys that I did an interview for my book on some other station. I don't know, some national something. And they asked me, they said, oh, you're on ESPN Houston. So they asked me about the Super Bowl. And I was like, well, I like the white pants. I like when they bend over. I like the really well-built ones. Yeah, that wasn't particularly helpful, I think. But that's my focus.
It's looking like Penn is going to be the team.
Penn?
That's the team to be.
Oh,
just
okay.
In case anybody else asks you.
That's good. Yeah. In what? What sport?
In field hockey.
Lacrosse.
Yeah. That's
the Ivy League
sports that matter.
Yeah.
I think ice hockey, right? I had season tickets to the ice hockey team at Cornell. That was big. That was fun. Yeah.
You never went to basketball games?
At Cornell?
Yeah.
I don't even know that we had a basketball team, I'm telling you.
You had a basketball team.
Okay, well then it wasn't worth mentioning. It might have been my football team was so not worth it. I'm not sure I went to a whole football game ever. So, yeah, no.
That's a damn shame.
No.
You missed out.
I'm telling you, that's the price of those Ivy League educations.
Yeah,
I tell you.
It really is.
Back then, you might have gotten
jealous.
To see Bill O'Brien play for Brown.
What years were you there?
Oh, yeah. 83 through 86.
Okay. Not great years.
Oh,
I will say.
Know that? Good gosh. I was there and I don't even know.
I mean,
oh,
I don't know exactly, but I don't know.
They've
not been good. Like they had a run in the late aughts, like 2008-ish, to where they were in the tournament. Maybe it's 2010. They won a couple games in the tournament, but before that, it was all pretty bad.
Oh, well, I know when I was there, we went to Boston to Harvard to play in some ice hockey finals or something. So that was big.
That's good.
Yeah, my car got stolen with my tickets in it.
Oh, that's sweet.
With my friends, I know, I couldn't believe it. And so
you're going to an Ivy League school. You're not going to be robbed.
Well, yeah, not when you're in Boston and they just break into your rental car and steal the whole damn thing. But I cried my way in. The people felt so sorry for me. They
and it worked.
And it worked. Yes, me and my friend. It was awesome.
Doesn't work for me.
Doesn't work for you?
No.
No, people just think Fred's weird when he cries.
Yeah. I want to get it.
Myself
so
included.
Bad.
I would let you in.
Not me.
Yeah.
I would say, get out. Get out of here.
Yeah, well.
Beat it, you hobo. You
know. Yeah.
I was sincerely crying. I really was upset. Driving from Ithaca, it's way upstate New York. It was a long haul to Boston, Massachusetts. So, so it was fun.
The people want to know if you know the penis cake lady. Did you see the whole thing with J.J. Watt and this Adult Cakes by Kim person?
No.
Okay. Do you know Adult Cakes by Kim?
I've heard of them.
Okay.
There are several people that will do different cakes like that. But tell me what happened. I feel so left out.
This lady got on Twitter and started complaining about what's J.J. Watt done with the money that he raised.
Uh-huh.
And she was basically calling him out for not doing anything with the money. And he said, you know, we're building, rebuilding daycares and houses. And, turns out she's just like saying, I haven't seen any proof of it. Then you go back up her feed a little ways. And it's like, I'm a business owner. I lost everything. No one's coming to help me. If you got some of that Harvey money, come see me.
Aww.
So I think she's just like pissed off because J.J. Watt hasn't come and bailed her out.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's too bad. I was going to say, because I heard your rant about, you know, politicians earlier and stuff today. And I got, as far as J.J. Watt goes, I have not heard anything except really wonderful things about who he is as a person in terms of his generosity and his commitment to actually helping people. So if it was somebody else, I might question and worry about the money. I don't have that with him. I hope not to be proven wrong. If I'm disappointed in him, it'll be like when I was disappointed in Bill Cosby. I can't stand it. I want to think really, really well of J.J. Watt.
Yeah, I would say there's almost zero chance that those funds don't go to people who need them because it's too public. There's too many people that are paying attention to this because it was such a big deal. So I have no doubt that that's going. They're going to the right place.
Yeah, and I got to say, I've heard about J.J. Watt from other through personal friends and everything, that when he has reached out or people have reached out to him in very hard times, especially children and stuff, he has followed up without a bunch of media exposure, without wanting any sort of public accolades, and has not only just shown up the first time, but has shown up then for ongoing, even years, to support and encourage some people through really, really tough times. And I think that's phenomenal, and I have no reason, like, even just showing up at these people's houses for dinners just to be there. And like I said, the fact that that's not something that he's trying to get the media to cover and stuff tells me that it's pretty sincere, and I give him a lot of props for that because he's meant a lot to some really special people.
Do you think he has a really big thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes, he has a really big heart.
Heart.
Really big heart.
And a really no-frills cabin. Correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, I want J.J. Watt to come on my show.
How are books?
I can't wait.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work?
No, we're not. You don't work at 610, that's why.
I don't care.
You work at the Texan station.
Oh.
He doesn't want to talk to you.
Oh, well, maybe when he retires. He
doesn't want to talk to any of us.
He's going to want to talk to us.
No, he won't talk to us. How's the book? How are book sales?
Book sales are going.
Are you the bestseller?
No, I'm not the bestseller. And I have to stop myself from being that competitive. I know, I really want to. But we got close.
Loser.
But yeah, people would help me out. And people, please give me reviews because I've gotten a lot of emails which have made me, they make me cry. I take it so personally. I'm so thrilled. And men, I'm so amazed that I'm hearing from a lot of men who are reading it and telling me that they just didn't understand what their wives or girlfriends were thinking or something. And that has helped them. Well, maybe you need to read the book.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I really appreciate that. So, but it's doing well. And the book is, folks, it's on Amazon or it's on darlingway.com. And it's Love and Laughter, Sexy, Meaningful Fun for Everyone. So please go check it out. And you can get the e-version or the paper version and something. But I think so far I'm pretty proud of it. So it's pretty cool. And at the shop, we're doing... in fact, I've got a giveaway. I'm so glad. I'm sorry I get so distracted in here thinking about J.J. Watt's huge heart.
Right.
Yes, exactly. But I've got a giveaway because we're doing a flogging and sensuous spanking for nice people workshop on March 9th.
For nice people like Fred.
Fred isn't into this, and that's okay. He's told us.
But he's nice.
He is nice, but he's into other stuff. But for other people who want to kind of learn flogging, apparently, I mean, like, people have been surprised that it can be so sensuous and so rhythmic and relaxing and feel so good, and sensual spankings, which men and women actually really like. It's weird. That's one of the most common fantasies and desires, is to be spanked by men and women, like 54% or something.
That's Jong's fantasy.
So, yeah. It's a lot of fun. There are lots of nerve endings down there and stuff. There are lots of good reasons for it to to give such great rewards. So I've got, we're doing that workshop on Friday, March 9th. Well, right, because that's not sexy.
Oh, no.
Right, right.
It would be weird if it was sexy.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It would be very, very weird. So.
But my kids don't like getting spankings.
Yeah. No, well,
they're against it.
No, that's good. That's, I'm glad.
When you have a sex robot seminar, I'm there.
I know. Believe me, Fred, as soon as I can get you an alien sex robot, then, I said, I am so listen, getting that
he
for
would
you.
Take a domestic sex robot.
It doesn't have to be an alien.
Really?
I will take a human.
Domestic.
But a female.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Because they're working
Fred,
on men.
A hole's
now.
A hole.
No.
If it's a robot.
No.
I'm okay with whatever it is he wants. I just want to make sure. But I'll get you that. Believe me, we'll have that.
And then I want you to have a seminar on the best ways to
enjoy
your sex robot.
Right. And how to properly clean it and store it.
Absolutely. Yes. I will absolutely within the year, I expect. I could be wrong, but. Yeah.
713 said he bought your book yesterday. As soon as he's off work, he's going to get cracking on it. Thanks for writing it. Could be she. Could be he or she. But either way.
Thank you.
713 bought the book.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I really do. I hope you like it. And yeah.
Well, good luck with David Gow this week.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Oh, but wait. So can I give away this certificate? So we've got a gift certificate for two people to come, like to friends or a couple. I don't care. To the flogging and sensual spanking thing. So they can, what color number?
Caller number five. If you want to go to the flogging seminar.
Yes. Okay.
The sensual spanking seminar.
Yes, right? Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah. Fred will be
there. Have you ever spanked a woman?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah. Okay. I could take it or leave it.
Okay.
It's not my thing. It doesn't, like, get me going.
Right. Did it get the women going? Is that why you did it?
I was asked to.
Yeah.
So if I'm asked to, what am I going to do? Say no?
Some people do.
No,
some
not
people
me.
Do. That's nice of you. No, I appreciate it, and it makes it easier for people to ask. I think I give them props for being able to ask for it.
But my wife never asks. She does not like it.
She doesn't like it. See, that's totally okay.
My wife actually was born without nerve endings in her ass. She's it's a rare case.
Yeah, right.
It's true. True story.
Yeah, right.
Fred, tell her it's true.
How would I know that?
All right, guys, I'm going to tell you about Cody. Last August, he was selling electronics at a big box store. Last month, he started his new career, an IT career. He's making more money. He's working less hours. That's what we all want in life. We all want to work less and make more money. That's what I want. If you hate what you do, don't get boxed in. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take a free career evaluation. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, they don't care. That transitioning people into IT is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. They've got day classes, night classes, whatever fits your schedule. And they're more than just a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by Indeed. If you're out on I-10, the Katy Freeway, eastbound at Heights, watch for a stall. There's also a problem on 59, the Southwest Freeway, southbound at Buffalo Speedway. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And I'm going to do a giveaway, since Beth was nice enough to do a giveaway.
Okay.
This one involves whips as well. Well, whipping the horses down the stretch at Sam Houston Race Park. You're going to win a 4-pack of tickets. Join me Saturday from 6 until 8. And please don't call unless you're free Saturday from 6 until 8 and want to win the tickets and come out and win some money and have a good time and eat food and be cool.
Are they really doing camel races
they
again?
They are doing camel and ostrich races again, too, so you get to watch that.
Yeah, Barry was a little upset that he wasn't invited back to defend his crown.
Yeah, I don't know that. I think they're just doing, I don't know how they're doing them this time, but I think there's, but there are camel and ostrich races. And the last time when we were there to watch Barry run, I was there with some friends, and we all bet on the ostrich races. We all just picked an ostrich at random, and my ostrich won. So you can always do that. Get like three friends together and say, okay, you get camel two, you get camel one. But we'll do caller number 18. You'll be hanging out. And don't forget about their special suite packages starting at just $2.99. Comes with food and beverages. Get all the info and tickets at shrp.com. Every time we do that segment with Beth and I hear that music, you know what it makes me think of?
What's it make you think of, Fred?
Lost Boys, the movie.
Why?
That song just reminds me of the Thou Shall Not Whatever song.
All right.
Don't ask me why.
Okay.
But,
I won't.
Yeah, but if you can find that song to go out with this segment, you can tell me if I'm insane or if that's actually, okay, I get it. I mean, I'm insane. That's not a...
You're not normal, at least.
I've never pretended to be normal. Hey, guess what you can listen to tonight at 7 o'clock? Cavaliers Wizards.
On our station?
On our station.
Look at us.
Oh, 97.5, right? Not on...
Wait.
94.1. No, someone's talking to him, of course. He's not listening to me.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to tell these people that Jong actually...
He's busy.
Has a show to do here.
Yeah.
Instead, they all just walk in, hey, I gotta do this, man. Millennials. All right. Somebody said the song is called Cry Little Sister.
Okay.
I will take your word for that. So, man, we only got one segment left again. This happens every day at this time. I look up and go, geez.
Time flies when you're having fun, Fred. Time does fly.
Well, chickens do not, however.
I think they do. Maybe, I don't know.
I get emails from the MGM all the time.
Yeah, I do too. It's almost like an obnoxious amount.
Did you get the one that says, pay witness to the majesty of China Tang?
No.
Now open, internationally acclaimed China Tang has made its North American debut. Pay witness to the majesty of China Tang.
What is China Tang?
I have no idea. Well, it's you can indulge in the legendary Chinese cuisine, cocktails, and entertainment that's been exclusive to the other side of the globe until now.
So it's a new Chinese restaurant in the MGM?
It sounds like it's a little more than a restaurant. It sounds like it's like a restaurant/club thing.
Oh.
China Tang Las Vegas.
I like Chinese food, but I don't want to go to a club.
Yeah. See, I don't know. Beth's song makes me think of this. I guess we probably have to check that out when we're out there for the fight, assuming, well, you're going to be there for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing we're going. I haven't heard any that we're not. But, all right, we are going to take a quick break when we return. It is Hoffman on Hollywood to wrap up the show. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. This loneliness.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Check out sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter, at sportsmaphou. You know what I noticed when I was outside there for a minute? The Canadian side of the office where my office is.
Right.
You know what the suite number is on that?
69.
420.
Oh.
I'm not unhappy with that. So, I think it's appropriate. All right, let's do some Hoffman on Hollywood.
Yeah, I decided to leave out any more talk of superheroes because I think that may be a standing move going forward because now we always talk about it with Jong.
Yeah,
and I don't want to feel like I'm stepping on his podcast.
Right. Which, how can the people get your podcast, John?
iTunes, search Comicast, or go to podcastarena.com/Comicast.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Thanks for the Comicast pitch.
And it dropped today.
Well, we needed to know that. It's time.
So basically, we just used, you're not going to use superheroes anymore because, so John can.
Because John has stolen it all.
Okay.
Kelly Ripa has come to the defense of Ryan Seacrest. There's apparently a lot of people, like a lot of the stars are planning, the women are planning on not talking to Ryan Seacrest on the red carpet at the Oscars because he's been accused in the hashtag Me Too movement.
He's a Me Too guy?
Yeah, he's a guy who I've never thought of him as, like, if he's straight, I've never thought of him as a sexual person. Like, yeah. I can't imagine him, like, wanting to have sex with women. But apparently, like, he had an assistant that he would, like, answer the door in his underwear and get himself firm and then, like, hump her, dry hump her while he was wearing his underwear. And so a lot of people are saying...
I'm guessing she wasn't okay with that, or...
No, she didn't like it.
Oh, okay.
She didn't like it. But Kelly Ripa has come to his defense. She said today he's a professional and...
he never dry humped her once?
She said, she told him, I can't wait to see you at the Oscars. I'm very excited. And I just want you to know you're a privilege to work with, and I adore you. I know what a professional, great person you are, and I feel very, very blessed to work with you each and every day. Hmm. I think she's just trying to, like, not lose another co-host.
Yeah.
Because she's running out of people to work with. So she's trying to do her best to kind of make him look good, but... It's gonna be tough because there's people who are just gonna pretend like he doesn't exist. He's gonna try to talk to these chicks on the red carpet. They're just gonna walk by him.
And he's gonna go dry hump one of them.
That would be a misstep.
I don't think it would be the smartest thing to do, but I can see him doing it.
The Rolling Stones, they may be breaking up, Fred.
Really? I went to, like, two of their farewell tours, so at this point, I'm kind of okay with it.
I mean, I don't get it. At this point, would it even be breaking up?
No.
Like, they've had a monster career. They've been around way longer than rock bands should. But Charlie Watts, the drummer, he's cool with it. He's cool if they do break up. He's like, I love playing the drums. I love playing with Mick and Keith and Ronnie. I don't know about the rest of it. It wouldn't bother me if the Stones said that's enough. Of course, they're going to be appearing across the UK and Europe between May and July.
Yeah, let's go sell a bunch of tickets just in case it's the last tour.
This might be the last one.
Man, if I'm those guys, I don't...
It is pretty tough to keep a band like that, all the guys alive for that long.
Well, it's tough to keep any band together. I mean, that's always difficult. I mean, you deal with egos and everything else, and to be together that long... So,
and have you heard what the Smashing Pumpkins are doing on tour? The Smashing Pumpkins are reuniting, and they are, before their shows, having therapy sessions on stage. It's very odd, but that's what they're going to be doing. Like on their tour. People are, like, before the show starts, all the band members are going to come out on stage and publicly hash things out before they start playing. What happens if it somehow goes poorly, the therapy session, and one of them storms off the stage, and then they, we're going to play our show with no drums tonight.
Yeah, I could see that happening, right?
That's not I feel like that's a bad move.
Yeah, that's...
That's like us discussing something serious before the show, like something off-air serious, and one of us getting really mad and just being like, I'm out of here. I'm not doing the show with you today. And I feel like it's a bit of a...
We're pretty good about, all right, I'm pissed at you, but we're doing the damn show because that's what we're paid to do.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure they'll do the same thing, but I don't know. Artists are sensitive, AJ. It could get ugly.
That's true. And Andy Dick has been fired again from two films amid claims of groping and licking multiple people on both sets.
All people I would not want to be groped or licked by, he'd be pretty high on the list.
He reportedly hugged a photographer's assistant and licked his face.
Ugh.
So I don't. Andy Dick, he just can't seem to get his life together. I'm actually surprised that like he's still alive
and that he's a thing still. That he's still getting roles.
Yeah, I mean this was in Germany, so it's like it's running out for him. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's this is not the first time he's been accused of licking a face.
I mean, who does that? I mean, what are you, a dog? I don't even. God, I hate stuff like that. Like, I don't even like when my dog tries to lick me. Just keep your damn tongue away from me. I don't want it.
Yeah, that's
it's gross.
That's one of the things I would avoid. And that is Hoffman on Hollywood, Fred.
All right.
I guess I should have done an Oscar-themed Hoffman on Hollywood.
But is that this week?
It's Sunday.
Yeah. Well, we can talk about that a little bit tomorrow and go over the odds.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of the movies now.
I want to watch that Three Billboards movie.
That's the only one I haven't seen yet, and it's because I hate when DirecTV does this where it's buy it early, and they charge you like $21 for the freaking movie. I'm just
like you're watching it in a theater.
Yeah. Well, it's worse. You get to keep it, but I'm not going to keep it. I just want to watch it the one time. And
you want to rent it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll pay $5.99 for that, but I'm not paying $21.99.
How's that Shape of Water movie? That weird movie.
Why is it weird, Jong?
Well, deaf janitor bangs a sea monster.
It's as bad as it sounds. It really is. It's like, I'm going to steal this thing from work, take it home, bang it in the bathtub, basically.
You watched Phantom Thread?
I've not seen that one yet.
Oh, okay.
That one I need to see.
Have you seen Call Me By Your Name?
I've not seen that one yet either.
Okay. Okay. So you haven't seen all of them?
No, I haven't seen all of them, but I've seen most of them now.
Okay.
I haven't seen those two.
Have you seen Lady Bird?
That's the other one I haven't seen.
Okay.
The rest I've seen now. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. Not bad me. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.